Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're investigating eggs. Here in the U.S., most of us put our eggs in the refrigerator, but in many other countries, eggs can stay on the counter. So we wondered, could we save energy here in America and just stop refrigerating our eggs? We had Lucy Jones and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Lucy and Fatima.
Hi, Megan. Thanks so much for having us.
Hello.
So, do we need to refrigerate our eggs or not?
To figure that out, we called Yawande Fasina, a professor at North Carolina A&T University who specializes in poultry.
She said she's been interested in chickens since her childhood when her family kept a flock of hens in the backyard.
And I just fell in love with any creature that has 2 feet and 2 wings. That's how it started.
Yawande says chickens and their eggs can spread harmful bacteria, especially salmonella, which can make you pretty sick.
Luckily, salmonella can't grow quickly in cold temperatures.
If you keep the eggs in a refrigerated condition, it won't support rapid bacterial growth.
So refrigerating eggs makes the spread of salmonella less likely.
Okay, but if that's true, why don't other countries use refrigeration?
Other countries use a different method to prevent the spread of bacteria. It involves protecting what's known as the egg's cuticle.
What's the cuticle?
This is how Dina Jones with the USDA explains it.
You know when you take your car to the car wash and you get that last little spray when you're driving out? That's the cuticle. The intent of it is to prevent external contamination from entering into the egg.
The idea is that the cuticle protects the egg from bacteria. That's why it's mostly illegal to wash eggs in Europe, unlike in the US, where farmers are required to wash them.
So if an egg still has its cuticle, you don't have to refrigerate it?
That's what a lot of sources online seem to say.
But that's not exactly true.
Really? What did you find out?
First, Yawande Fasina says eggs can have bacteria on the inside too.
So if you don't refrigerate such an egg, it's gonna get spoiled.
Second, the cuticle isn't as strong as it seems. Dina Jones says it loses its protective powers over time.
So it's not a continuous coating forever on the egg. It's going to break down and degrade over time and just kind of go away.
And third, and this is what really surprised us, Dina told us that in general, egg washing techniques in the U.S. might not even totally remove the cuticle.
What? So what's really going on?
Well, Yawande says science isn't enough to answer this question.
To be honest, I think 30% is probably cultural.
In Nigeria, where Yawande is from, they don't wash or refrigerate eggs.
If I go back today, I'm going to feel comfortable and I will eat the eggs there.
That's because people buy their eggs in the market or take them from backyard chickens and then eat them right away. They also cook their eggs pretty thoroughly.
But here in the U.S., eggs can travel across the country before they make it to the grocery store. Americans tend to shop less often, so they don't eat their eggs immediately. We're also more likely to eat our eggs sunny side up or over easy.
Which means that we have to refrigerate our eggs to make sure they're bacteria-free for much longer periods of time.
So there's no simple solution to this? We can't just save a bunch of energy by not refrigerating our eggs?
Unfortunately, no. As long as Americans continue to buy and eat eggs the way we do, we'll probably have to keep refrigerating them.
Great! Thanks for looking into this, Lucy and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.